Good morning. My name is Renee Romano, and I'm the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs here at Illinois. Welcome, students, faculty, alumni, staff, and members of the Board of Trustees. We have so much to celebrate today. These buildings are quite simply a win-win for all of us, especially our students. You'll hear lots more about how this facility enhances our university and about the student experience this morning from our speakers. You're also going to hear a lot about partnerships today with housing and facilities and services, the architects and contractors, the Board of Trustees. Many are with us today, and you'll be introduced to them later on in the program. But I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize our colleagues in the College of Applied Health Sciences for entering into this partnership with us. You really have to trust one another and give up control when you enter into this kind of a partnership. You have to negotiate everything and talk everything out. It's not nearly as easy. But look at what we can accomplish together, student affairs and academic affairs. I want to especially thank Dean Tanya Gallagher, Assistant Dean Bill Goodman, and Director of Beckwith, Pat Malik. Thank you so much. And one more person, and that is my predecessor. Is she here? Pat Askew. Thank you, Pat. Pat's here, and Pat started that Pat partnership. So let's get started. It's my pleasure to introduce our first speaker. Mike Hogan came to Illinois as our 18th president on July 1st of this year. He brings a wealth of experience in higher education, having served as the president of the University of Connecticut, the provost at the University of Iowa, and prior to that, he held progressively responsible positions at Ohio State University. He started as a faculty there in 1986. He was also a faculty at Miami University, Stony Brook University, and University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Hogan has master's and doctoral degrees from the University of Iowa and a bachelor's from the University of Northern Iowa. In the few short months since he has joined the University of Illinois family, he has clearly demonstrated that he understands the value of the student experience and the learning that takes place outside the classroom. To help us dedicate this new living and learning environment, let's welcome President Mike Hogan.
Thanks, Renee, and thanks all of you for being here and giving me an opportunity to visit with you. You have a full fleet of great speakers today, so I'll try to be very, very brief. I want to talk a little bit about this remarkable facility, because I think it really does represent something of a giant step forward for the university and for our Urbana campus in particular. Nugent Hall, as you know by now, and I'm sure, is sort of a state-of-the-art housing complex that ensures that our students with disabilities have the same comforts as their campus peers. And Eikenberry Dining Hall has already become the campus's most popular dining facility. I read these numbers, I found it kind of hard to believe. Just in one full month that has been in operation, the first month of September, served nearly 128,000 meals. And I'm from a big Irish Catholic family, so I'm used to large numbers, but this sort of takes the cake, you might say. The new facilities also serve an even bigger mission, one of great importance to our environmentally conscious student body, our faculty, and our staff. The facility is on track to become just the second new building on this campus to be green certified through LEED, the globally recognized standard for sustainability in construction. Here are just a few examples of the earth-friendly features that are characteristic of this facility, and also, of course, of our business instructional facility, which is our very first LEED certified building. This is our second. More than 20% of the materials in this building were produced within 500 miles of the site. Why is that important? Because it cuts down transportation costs and the fuel consumption that goes with it, and also the pollution that follows. More than 20% of the materials used contain recycled material. Both buildings are equipped with low-flow plumbing that'll reduce water consumption by more than 30% in the dining hall and residential spaces of both, and by more than 20% in Nugent Hall. Fryer oil, I love this part. Fryer oil from the dining hall will be processed into biodiesel with the campus motor pool, and that'll be done through a built-in oil reclaiming system. That's state-of-the-art. So Sonny, you can feel good about eating all this fried food. Something good is going to be coming out of it. The facility's white reflective roof will reduce demand for energy gobbling air conditioning during the summer months, and low wattage lighting and motion sensors will also reduce energy use and save money. So stewarding the environment also will reap economic benefits, as this suggests, not only helping us stay green, but it'll also curb our utility costs at a time when every dollar is precious. This facility and the next phases of our housing replacement project are part of an ongoing commitment to reduce the university's carbon footprint. I'm reminded of a Kenyan proverb that was penned generations ago, really several generations ago, but has never been more applicable than it is today. Treat the earth well, it says. It was not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children. Now it's my pleasure to introduce one of my favorite people, member of our Board of Trustees, Karen Hacera, who's representing the board here today at this particular dedication. Karen, as you probably know, is from Springfield. She's had a very, very full and active life and career. She was mayor of Springfield, also served as both a state representative and a state senator. She's actually our first trustee from our Springfield campus, where she actually earned 2 degrees. She's also chair of the board's Academic and Student Affairs Committee, so I know she's thrilled to see this particular facility and all it means to the students who live and eat on the Urbana campus. So, Trustee Hacera.
I can tell you how modern this building is. I'm sitting over there and I'm looking at the sign about smoothies, and I thought, oh, that sounds so good, and looking at the flavor. And then about 3 minutes later, I look back, and it's not about smoothies, it's about hot drinks. And I was so confused for a little bit before I figured out what was going on. So I'm not used to all these wonderful modern things. But it is certainly my pleasure to be here today, representing the whole Board of Trustees, and to bring you greetings from the entire board. Nugent Hall and the Eikenberry Dining Hall represent the Urbana campus of our future. Timothy J. Nugent Hall offers a residence hall that reflects the expectations of students with special living needs and the expectations of their families for comfortable, flexible, and accessible surroundings. Living in Nugent Hall will enhance campus experience for the students who reside here. This new living community also ensures that the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign will continue to be in the forefront in recognizing and addressing needs and amenities for students with needs for special living arrangements. I'd like to share with you that once I was appointed to the Board of Trustees a little over a year ago, I actually inquired about meeting Dr. Nugent, Professor Emeritus and Founding Director of Disability Resources and Educational Services. Dr. Nugent's reputation is legend among many alumni and others in this state and in this nation, and I wanted to meet him. He has made it possible for students with special needs due to their physical limitations to attend college and prepare for successful careers. I'm delighted to be the trustee here today to dedicate Nugent Hall as a tribute to his determination to make it possible for many students to be an integral part of the University of Illinois, they would not have had the opportunity but for his insistence. This event also celebrates the opening of Eikenberry Dining Hall, which is the center of the Student Dining and Residential Programs building. This dining hall honors one of the university's most beloved and extraordinary couples, President Emeritus and Mrs. Stanley O. Eikenberry. They gave 16 years of service to our university as President and First Lady of the university. Stan and Judy showed in multiple small ways the importance of caring, generosity, and dedication. Then, in our time of need in 2010, they returned to serve yet again. I often wonder where we would be right now if it hadn't been for Stan and Judy coming back here. And I can tell you that the entire board probably would be floundering instead of being all with it and progressing well. Stan and Judy, the Board of Trustees, and many, many others are forever in your debt for your selfless loyalty to our wonderful university. It is indeed an honor to formally celebrate the designation of the new dining hall, a symbol of your gracious hospitality to so many of us, especially to students. As you know, this entire student area is the Stanley O. Eikenberry Residential Complex, named as a tribute to President Eikenberry to honor his concern for students and his leadership in providing access to higher education for students from all backgrounds. And at this time, it is my pleasure to introduce our dear friend, Stan Eikenberry. Stan.
Thank you, Karen. I walk up here without any manuscript or any notes, which is an incredible risk. We may be here through what, late in the afternoon. Before I say thank you in so many different ways, I want to say thank you for arranging this in a way that allows me to share this podium with Tim Nugent. Tim represents the very best in the tradition of the University of Illinois, an individual who, on the one hand, has given virtually his entire life and career to this particular university, and at the same time, an individual who's literally transformed the scope and shape and reach of American higher education, opening access and providing opportunity to literally hundreds of thousands of individuals who might not otherwise have known the benefits, not just of the University of Illinois, but virtually every other college and university in this country has been touched by Tim. So it's a great honor for me to be a part of that. Karen, thank you for your kind words, and thank you for mentioning that the Eikenberry Dining Hall downstairs, I actually saw for the first time the signage on top of it, and it's the Eikenberry Dining Hall only because to have worked out the signage for the Judith L. and Stanley O. Eikenberry Dining Hall would have caused the signage to go around the entire room, and they didn't think that would be actually intelligible, but I do want to invite Judy to stand. She's been my partner throughout. Bill Forsyth told what he intended as a joke, but he told it so many times that I eventually got annoyed because I came to believe that he told it as the truth. He said, when the board interviewed me for the presidency of the University of Illinois back in the early Ice Age, Judy was there as well, and he indicated the board wanted immediately to enter into a contract with Judy, and they found no other way to do that except to accept me in part of the process. But I'm pleased to be your partner as well. And I thank the board and housing and others who agreed to name both the Eikenberry Commons and this facility in our honor. When Joe White called me to alert me that the board might take this action, A, it came as a big surprise. I had not expected that. But B, I don't think the magnitude of the whole enterprise really had settled in on me at that time. And I said, well, that's very gracious. I'm very happy to have that honor. And then later on, two things happened to cause me to understand really how magnificent all of this was. The first was a kind of humbling experience as I drove by the Eikenberry Commons and began to appreciate, you know, how mammoth this site was. And the only reaction I had to that was to comment to Renee that I thought it was all very nice. And I appreciated the signage that was out there. There were about 150 signs that on every corner, you know, said Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons. But I did indicate to her I thought the signage was a bit small, you know, and that it could have been. But so that was one side, just to see how material this whole complex was. But the real impact of all this, I began to understand when I was at the president's house, guest of President Hogan. He had invited a number of students and was good enough to include Judy and me in that group. And I was working my way through the students and doing the meet and greet thing. Three young ladies came up to me and introduced themselves, and I introduced myself, and they immediately were incredibly impressed and said, oh my, we love your strawberry pancakes. So, and then I began to think, you know, this Eikenberry Commons thing means something and very important. So, one final word. What we celebrate here today brings both Tim and me together, and we're celebrating the future of not just the future of this campus, not just the future of the University of Illinois, but the future of our society. Because the future of America, the future of our planet, depends on the young people who will come through here and come through comparable places, who will go out into the world brighter, smarter, more ethical, more committed, more dedicated, more capable of confronting the challenges that the society presents and building a stronger and better and increasingly more optimistic world. That's the business that we're in. It is touching human lives, changing human lives, and by doing that, creating a wholly new, renewed, continuously renewed society. And that, I think, is the vision that this facility and other projects as they come online will be dedicated to. And that's actually the both the heart and the intellect of the University of Illinois. So it's an honor to be a part of that. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. It's very nice to be here. I am Jack Collins. I'm the director of University Housing. And it's quite an honor for me to be here on this stage with Tim Nugent and Stan Eikenberry. I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to be here to speak and to welcome you on behalf of University Housing. This is an extremely exciting day and proud moment for the 650 of us who work together in University Housing. And I want to emphasize the nature of our work together, because as I tell our staff and those of you who I know have seen me on television this week, I'm just the pretty face from University Housing. There is a tremendous commitment here to teamwork and to the concept that we could get this project done. I do want to just take one quick detour and ask each and every one of you, before you leave this space, to look out this window and see how this maple tree is framed by those windows. That tree is known as Jack's tree, simply because I have told every construction project that has occurred, you better not mess with that tree. My office overlooks it, but this view out this east-facing window is just marvelous. And the tree is a little beyond peak, but it's still a glorious view. And that's one of the sustainable parts of this experience. It isn't just about saving energy, but it's about how we can uplift spirits by taking a look at the sights and sounds we have developed here. There are so many folks that were involved in this project, and I have the opportunity to thank many of those folks. There are partnerships beyond partnerships in the construction of this building. Some folks are here, some are not, but I certainly want to express my appreciation to everyone. And I'm going to mention people here in just a moment. What's most important to me in my role here as the Director of Housing is the fact that we were really focused on the needs of our residents. This building and Nugent Hall and any other building built on this site is really focused on the needs of our students and how we can respond to their needs today and to their needs into the future. So let me kind of give you the litany of people who are our partners, and by naming them, I'm expressing my thanks to them too. The Board of Trustees is certainly to be credited with their vision and giving us authority to move forward. The President's Office and the Chancellor's Office were key partners in this project. Student Affairs has really been critical, and I have to mention a few names here because they're my colleagues. Pat Askew has already been mentioned. Pat was key in moving this project to completion. And Gene Barton, who I don't believe is here, was also a critical person in this project. Renee Romano, who spoke at the opening this morning, and Mike DiLorenzo have been critical to the project. Some of our colleagues in business and finance, Mike Bass and Doug Beckman, were key players. I cannot forget our colleagues in F&S, Jack Dempsey, Clark Wise, Frank Schwarz, Elizabeth Stegmeier. I'm telling you, if you want a project managed on this campus, go to Elizabeth. She knows how to do it. Helen Coleman, Jill Maxey, Sandy Yu, all critical to our success. Our partners in the college, I can't tell you what a wonderful opportunity it's been to work together with the folks from the college. Dean Gallagher, Bill Goodman, and Pat Malik. All have been really worked together closely with us with the same focus on how do we best address student needs. I want to tell you it's been a unique honor for me to meet Tim Nugent, too, because Tim is a wonderful person, and I hope each of you has the opportunity to interact with him. Our design architects are here from Booth Hansen, Larry Booth and David Mann. It was their vision that helped us design this building. We had two architects of record. On the SDRP, we had Nagel Hartray, Eric Penny, and I'm from BLDD. On the residence hall, we have Mark Ritz and Ed Dupin. If you want to, in addition to Elizabeth, if you want to have someone manage your project, there's a group from Turner that I would hire in a moment. Steve Ford is here from the corporate office, but it's Bob Bursack, Greg Cattell, Adam Kimball, and Tony, I'm going to get your last name wrong, but I think it's Oldenhall. Greg and Elizabeth have been a great team on helping us get this project done. I have to tell you, it's been a wonderful partnership. Contractors, the general contractor on this project was Williams Brothers, and Grunlow was the general on Nugent Hall. There are too many consultants for me to even tell you about this morning. We don't want to waste time on that. But we had a real partnership with the workforce, the labor unions, and all of those folks that helped us get the work done in a quality way and were committed to getting the project done on time. This project was done early. This project was done early. It warrants repeating. Now, there are two people on the university housing staff that I am going to ask to stand up. One is Carol Rainey. Is Carol in the room? Carol, keep standing. And Jeff Riddle. These were the key people in university housing. Please thank them. Thank you, Jeff and Carol. You did a great job. Finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention today that all of the preparations that were done today were done by university housing staff, who, as I mentioned, they send me out here to make comments. They do all the work. I want to express my thanks to them for all the preparations and planning that went into this event today. Finally, I want to tell you about two opportunities you have today. When we're done here with this event, after John makes his comments, we have a reception plan for you over in the pre-function space. Take a look at the cake. Our chefs, our pastry chefs, actually made a cake that looks like this building. Secondly, Carrie, where are you, Carrie? Carrie, come forward. I'm going to ask Carrie to come forward. If you would like to take a tour of the buildings, SDRP and Nugent, Carrie will be over by the elevators, and she's going to walk in that direction. So when we're completed today, Carrie would be glad to conduct a tour, Carrie and with some assistance. So thank you, everyone, for being here. It's wonderful. Chancellor Easter, your turn.
Thank you, Jack, and thanks to the leadership you and your incredible team have provided to making this day possible. Stan, it is about celebration about the future, and if anyone has a doubt about our future, the future of our planet, just come walk among our students for an hour someday, and you'll be convinced that the future is truly in good hands. I am Bob Easter, and I do have the incredible privilege of serving as the interim chancellor, and this is a wonderful day for us. Let me just say a couple of words about Nugent Hall. Students and their parents request today living space that fits students' needs. And I remember when I moved into the dormitory back in the Middle Ice Age, that it was a room with four walls and the rack, as we called it, that we slept on. President Hogan and I helped some students move in 6 weeks ago, I guess, Mike or more. And what they move in today is very different from the things that we moved in: computers, sound systems, televisions, furniture. They also tell us that they like to have fewer students sharing a bathroom, and I understand that. These points may seem insignificant, but they truly are important to us being able to provide a positive campus experience, and a campus experience that enhances the value of the educational opportunity that's here. And we think we do a good job at that, and we think Nugent Hall in particular, for the students that it serves, will do that very well, and I do encourage you to take advantage of the tour. Some of the things you'll see: the rooms are larger than the average resident hall rooms or individual temperature controls. Each person has a data port, so there's not so many cards around, extension cards. Students like loft furniture, and if you don't know what that is, ask a student, but it does cause them to want to have some rather unique room layouts. It's their home away from home. A great deal of careful planning went into the planning of this student dining and residential programs building. We consider it to be the heart of a community that has been created for our students. It puts them first. It has variety, and you see that. It's customized, and it has a wealth of options. Our student organizations also is provided. We have wonderful student organizations on this campus, and within their living space are opportunities for them to have meetings, educational events, and importantly, to develop their leadership skills. It also provides community space where students can work as teams, where they can collaborate, where they can come together to do the things that are important to educational experiences. And of course, meals are important, and meals are available, as you will see, in a great variety of venues in different ways and with many options that meet their needs, some healthy and some perhaps of choice, but we might encourage them to not use so much of those unhealthy options, if you will. They have clean, comfortable spaces, and I hope that you indeed have an opportunity to see them as we go through the day. Now, it's my great pleasure to welcome my colleague, the Dean of the College of Applied Health Sciences, Dean Tanya Gallagher. Dr. Gallagher.
Good morning. I'm Tanya Gallagher, Dean of the College of Applied Health Sciences, and what a great morning this is. Today, the University of Illinois celebrates another wonderful milestone, adding another first to its long and illustrious history of leadership in disability. A favorite saying in the college, the Division of Disability Resources and Educational Services, and certainly in the Beckwith program, is, "Those who say it can't be done should get out of the way of those who are doing it." I can't think of anyone who more fully personifies that saying than Tim Nugent, the man whose pioneering vision of the possible has brought us to this day. In 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt signed an important piece of legislation that established a series of benefits, including educational benefits, for veterans of World War II. Although the GI Bill was technically available to all veterans, those who returned from the war with disabilities could not really take advantage of it because universities were just not accessible. Enter Tim Nugent, a young man who believed that disability was not defined by impairment alone, but by the interaction of impairment and environment, and environments could be changed. In the 1940s, when most people thought persons with disabilities were incapable of making meaningful contributions to society, Tim Nugent saw bright young minds who could become future leaders in their fields. And in 1948, 30 years prior to the ADA, he established DRES. Over the course of his Illinois career, the impact of his applied research, the increasing emulation of his innovative programs and services, and of course, the remarkable success of Illinois students with disabilities validated his vision and established the University of Illinois as the national leader in disability that it continues to be today. Innovations that resulted from Tim's attentiveness to the needs of students are now taken for granted around the world, including curb cuts, buses equipped with lifts, ramps, adapted sports, and the list of firsts developed here at Illinois goes on and on. Tim kept pushing the boundaries and realizing the possible. One of his many contributions was securing private funds to build Beckwith Hall in 1982, a residence for students with severe disabilities that required assistance with activities of daily living, a first even today. Since the opening of Beckwith Hall, hundreds of students who might never have imagined they could live independently and attend a world-class university have been able to attend the University of Illinois. They've gone on to graduate schools, professional schools, and taken jobs that have enriched all of our lives. Over the years, Professor and Director Emeritus Timothy Nugent has received a number of honors and recognitions, including two citations from two U.S. presidents for distinguished service and one for historic contributions. I know Tim well enough, though, to know that what he is proudest of are the achievements of generations of DRES students and the legacy of leadership that is the sustained commitment of this institution to continuing his work, changing the world for persons with disabilities. When Tim established the Division of Disability Resources and Educational Services more than 60 years ago, I suspect that not even he could have imagined that we would arrive at this day, assembled here in this incredible state-of-the-art facility that will house the Beckwith program. Or maybe he did. It would be just like him if he did. So now it's my great pleasure and honor to ask you to join me in welcoming Tim Nugent.
Wow. There are people here that lived in the tar paper shacks, which was also our rehabilitation education center for 18 years, and know the tolerances that had to be developed in order to endure those things. I want to thank all those that spoke before me for their kind words and their support, and I'm very proud to have my name shared with yours, Stan. Very proud. You know, 63 years ago, I would have anticipated facing a firing squad because of the attitudes and concepts that prevailed at that time. I never expected anything this wonderful. May I take just a minute to introduce my wife, who ably served on the dress staff from time to time. Jeanette, stand up. And my youngest son, Tracy, who has 3 degrees from this university. And among other things, headed up one of our study abroad programs for students with disabilities years ago. And his lovely wife, Dr. Claudia, who also graduated from our medical college. So you see, we've become an Illini family. I am very honored and most grateful on this day. Moreover, it's a genuine tribute to the University of Illinois and the many programs that had their beginning on this campus. It would take hours to recite all the things that had their origin on this campus, but 60 plus years ago, concepts and attitudes were so different. Today, it is difficult to understand that individuals that applied to the University of Illinois came to us in their late 30s and early 40s, never having been in a regular grade school or high school in their lives. In fact, the majority of our students in the early years never had schooling experience before they came here. What a crime to impose upon people. This is phase 4 of what began in the wing of an empty but brand new nursing home known as Greenbrier. Then it was moved to the former home of one of my staff members, and because it was painted tan, it was called Tanbrier. And then it moved into the Beckwith Living Center and now this wonderful facility. It's impossible to name all the people that contributed along the way and the manners in which they contributed, but there are some I just cannot overlook. First and foremost, those severely physically disabled individuals, some could only move 2 fingers on each hand, who placed their faith in this crazy redhead, even though their parents were very apprehensive, and even though the medical profession frowned on it, and they very much did. Professors Charles Elmer and Joe Konitsky, and I know Joe is here, who joined us in the early years of the program, endured the hardships of the tar paper shacks, endured many other hardships, and played many roles in the program, other than the title they bore. And Gib Fink. Gib started working in the rehab center as a freshman, went on to the medical school, then became a supervisor in one of our state hospital systems, came back to dress as a graduate student, and then became a member of our staff. And it was Gib's home that became Tanbrier. And I won't tell you what we went through to make that happen. They put me in jail, Stan, if I told them. And of course, attorney Durward Judy. He was the one that built Greenbrier and allowed us to use space to try and develop this concept. Last but not least, I think I should acknowledge former Jack Peldison. When I wrote the proposal for the Beckwith Living Center, or I should say for the funds, it was in committee for 4 years. with 50% of the committee voting for my proposal and 50% voting for four other proposals. Finally, Chancellor Pelson called me in his office and said, "What do you think of the committee's actions or lack thereof?" And being the timid guy that I'm known to be, I said, "I think it's become a farce." He agreed with me and awarded all the funds to DRESS. Had he not done that, again, we would not have accomplished this end. This is the accumulation of 63 years. Good things, particularly those that require changing perceptions and attitudes of people, don't come about easily. I thank God for his guidance and inspirations which he bestowed upon me. I thank the university administration and the housing division for their positive and forward-moving actions. And last but not least, I must thank Guy Beckwith, a farmer who never attended college, but had great respect for the University of Illinois and for higher education. And that's just covering a few of the people that made their contributions to my success. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tim. It's my honor to introduce to you John Burton, who is a resident of Nugent Hall. He's a junior in general engineering, and unfortunately, he's from Indiana. And I say unfortunately because, of course, they're gonna have a tough weekend. John.
Hello, everyone. I'd just like to start by saying it's a pleasure to be on stage with such distinguished members of the University of Illinois community. Today, October 22nd, 2010, the University of Illinois becomes a more inclusive environment. For decades, thank you. For decades, Illinois has broken new ground in providing students of all abilities with the tools necessary to reach their life dreams. And Dr. Nugent and other visionaries believe it is possible. As a three-year resident, I consider myself lucky to have experienced this university. Coming from a small town in rural Indiana, population about 6,000, I was not very worldly, with lots of ambitions and no direction. A friend told me about the many opportunities and supports that Illinois had for students with severe physical disabilities. After researching my options of where to attend college, I chose University of Illinois for a variety of reasons. First, I wanted a challenging academic environment that would prepare me for my future career aspirations. Second, I was looking for an opportunity to get outside my comfort zone. Go someplace where I knew no one and no one knew me. It was a new beginning. A Big Ten university, specifically the University of Illinois, was a great match. Finally, Beckwith Hall with its established support programs and staff was a deciding factor. As a freshman, I immediately found a close circle of friends with my fellow Beckwith residents and personal assistants. In less than a semester on campus, I was part of a close-knit group of people with whom I could share anything. What I had at Beckwith in less than a semester took me years to create in high school. Looking back over the last 2 years, an important aspect of my time on campus has revolved around the people I've met. Each has taught me much and added depth to my character. These people and relationships would not be an integral part of my life if it wasn't for the University of Illinois and Beckwith. The addition of Nugent Hall on campus offers a glance of what the future can hold when university housing and DRESS come together to offer services that help students manage their lives with disability. Although it is wonderful that Nugent Hall is the first of its kind, we have an opportunity to lead the way for other universities to follow. Finally, I would like to say thank you to Tim Nugent. It is because of your vision that I am able to share the stage with you this morning and declare Nugent Hall and the SDRP officially open. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and thank you to all our speakers this morning. It's been a wonderful opportunity for us to meet everyone this morning and to be able to celebrate this very important event for the University of Illinois and all the partnerships that we've developed. I want to remind you that we have a reception scheduled here.